Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the fifth year we're discussing Inyanei Tzaraas. And now we are continuing the previous year. We presented a number of very shtar kashas. And now we are moving on. The Mishnah Lamelech in the seventh parak of Hilchos Yomtiv in Halacha Tezayin in Dibur HaMaschil V'ro'isi asks that from the Rambam in Halacha Vav in Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas in the 10th parak, we see that this din that he tells the Oivrim B'Shavim that he's Tomei, as we've been talking about, that he says Tomei, Tomei Yikra, he cries out that he's Tomei, this din is only by Mitzora Muchlat and not by Mitzora Muzgar. It's only by a Mitzorah who's an absolute Mitzorah, not a just merely quarantine Mitzorah, a lower level of Tumah. So this Moedia L'Rabim, that he's Tomei, the Tomei, Tomei Yikro, is only referring, L'fi the Rambam, as the Magid Mishnah understands him, is only referring to a Mitzorah Muchlot, not a Mitzorah Muzgo. So that's all in Halacha Vav. But from the Rambam and Halacha Ches, we see that this din applies to all the Tmeim. Not only to Mitzayra, but to all the Tmeim. A Muzgar is also Tamei. So how does the Rambam write in Halacha Vav that it's only by a Muchlot? In other words, in Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, HaMitzayras, Eina Foyras, Veino Foremes, Lo'ot Al Sofam. These dinim of Priya Prima and Atiya Sofam don't apply to a lady mitzayra, but she does sit outside the city. Umodir lacherim she tmeya, v'lo mitzayra b'vara lekol atumim metamim es ha'adam, chayavim lodir lachem lekol shem tmeim, kidei sheyifrashu mehem, shenemar v'tamei tamei yikra, atamim odir shu tamei. So you see, it applies to all types of tamei people. So how does the Rambam say in Halacha Vav? It's mevor from Halacha Vav that it only applies to muchlot, mitzayra muchlot. Aye, it applies to all tmeim. This word of Tamei, Tamei Yikro, and Memela would apply to a Muzgar as well. Muzgar is also Tamei. V'ayein sham b'mishnah l'melech shekatav, shedin Tamei, Tamei Yikro b'chol ha'tmeim, enoi ela midrabonon, v'kro asmachta be'almahu. The assertion of the Mishnah l'melech is that the din of Tamei, Tamei Yikro is only a din. B'chol ha'tmeim is only a din de rabbonon, and the pasuk is an asmachta. The pasuk that we bring, b'tamei tamei yikra, that it applies to all tmeim is an asmachta, but be'emes it only applies midayraisa to a mitzayra, and to other tmeim it's only a din de rabbonon, and therefore it's akhtem mishnah lemelech in halacha vov when the Rambam is talking lahedya and the mitzvahs esi shebedavo, b'ze achin kotev Rambam sheino ela b'muchlat v'lo b'muzgar. So when we talk about the mitzvah essay, it's only in the muchlad, not in the muzgar, because the din in halacha ches is not a mitzvah essay, it's merely midrabonon. Ze tochen divrei ha-mishnah lemelech. Umilvad shemefurash inyan ze shel afrashat kol atmeim b'divrei ha-rama b'sefer ha-metzvot esen kuf yud bet. Az yesh koshi achad meod gadol, that the Rambam himself, the same Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, paskins in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Essen Kuf Yud Beis, that this Hafrashas Kol HaTmeim applies to all types of Tmeim, not just to a Mitzayra. The Rambam there writes, you have to separate all Tmeim, and they have to call Tamei Tamei Yikra, that people should separate from them. So to say that this is the din de Rabbanan, when the Rambam passes it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, is gur gur ha-shvera sirtzia, it's a difficult assertion to make. That's number one. Number two, גם במניין מצוות הקצר, שבתחילת ספר היד, הביאו הרמב״ם בכלל המצוות אסי. So in the minyan ha-kotzar, the Rambam enumerates in brief the mitzvahs at the beginning of the Sefer Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam brings it as a mitzvah essay by all Tmeim. It's mashma that it's min haTorah, included the mitzvah essay, it's not really an asmachta. But it's not mashma like that from the Torah's Kohanim. Meaning it's not mashma like the Mishnah Lamelech wants to say from the Torah's Kohanim. That's done by Arichus from the Psukim over here. The Rab was called Tumas, lo rak Tumas Misuyam was Shevadei Mashma, Shenidun al Drosha Mamish, v'lo al Asmachta Ba'am with the Mashmos of the Torah's Kohanim, is that we're dealing with a real Drosha, not just an Asmachta. Because Torah's Kohanim is a whole Diyun, what types of Tumas to be Merabe, and he wants the Rab was called Tumas, not just specific Tumas. So if it was just an Asmachta, would he have exerted so much effort in the Torah's Kohanim to prove his point? It's also the Mashmos Divrei HaGemara, the Makshe de Haboyas HaKro Legabe Lohodiya Taro Berabim, Shevadi Mashma Shedrosh HaGemurahi, Lachain Kashi Azeh Mechen Mekol Azeh Hidr Shin Lo Lamil Sachrisi, right? We saw the Gemara that had a problem. The Gemara's problem was that we have one source that says that the Tamei Tamei Yikra is that people should separate from him, and another is that people should daven for him. So how do you have room for two drushes? If it's an asmachta, so then it's a lo kol kach kriti, you know what I mean? Beseder, it's not really, that's not the source anyway. It's only the Rabbanim, we're just hanging on to the pasuk. But so it's not such a kasha how you can learn two things from the same source. But the Gemara seems to be holding that it's a drasha gemura. So the Gemara says that how do you get lodiyat tzar l'rabim if you also have it for yifrishu mimena, that people should separate from him. So for all these reasons, we just enumerated a whole list of them. It would seem that the Mishnah Lamelech's assertion is a difficult one to make. That the Rambam holds that it's only all other tumas are din derabbanan. It seems to be a drasha gemura. The Rambam brings it down as a deraisa in numerous places. And the Gemara is bothered how you get this drosh of Hodas Sarah L'Acherim if you also learn that Tomei Tomei Yikra, that people should stay away, and then it says Beseder, we say it says Tomei twice. But Al Kol Panim, it seems that it's a drosh of Gemura. V'chein mashmos divrei HaRambam shekatav b'pshat ha-pasuk Tomei Tomei Yikra, that the Tomei should call out Tomei. Remember, that's what we saw pshat in the Rambam was, what's pshat tomei tomei yikro? That the tomei person should call out that he's tomei. Shebezeu shenemar adin al kol tomei. Uvadai mashma shezeu gufa posuk, zeu gufa kro, v'lo asmachta be'alma. Right, the Rambam says, what's pshat in the pasuk? That if a person is tomei, you should call out tomei. The Rambam learns it, and it doesn't seem to be just an asmachta. The Rambam seems to learn this is a din d'oraisa, that every tamei should call out tamei. But then, after all that we just proved, right, that it's a din d'oraisa by all tumas, then we get back to the kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech's kasha doesn't disappear because we forgot about it for a minute. The Mishnah Lamelech's kasha is, by the way, the Rambam writes over here, Ela kol ha-matamis adam chav di-yashem t'meim k'desh yifrishumim shenemar tamei tamei yikla tamei di-yashu tamei adam. The Rambam says that all t'meim call out tamei, so the Rambam, you quote this pasuk, tamei tamei yikla, so his mamish seems it's d'oraisa. So we get back to the kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech. So how come the Rambam seems then to say, if it's d'oraisa, how come the Rambam seems to say in Alach Avov, it's only by mitzora muchlot and not by mitzora muzgor? עוד צורך עיון בזה, מה שכוסף הרמב״ם בהלוך החס, הרמב״ם כותב בהלכה חת, שהמצורת אינה פורעת ואינה פורמת, ולא אותה על שפם. במצוירה, as a woman מצוירה, doesn't do פריה, doesn't let her hair grow long, prima, rip her clothing, doesn't cover her face. Aval yoshevis chutz la'ir, but she does go into quarantine. This was very popular during COVID. Everyone said, it's like mitzvah, quarantine. There's a lot of quarantining going on. People think, oh, Baruch Hashem, that's behind us. Of course, Baruch Hashem, that's behind us. But so remember, a lot of people died. Nebuch. Quarantine. Anyway, so that's the woman. Yosheves hichutz la'ir, u'modia l'rabim she tameya. She sits outside the city, and she tells everybody she's tameya. Since we see in the sugya and sota, and daf chov gimel amud beis, that were memayit in isha, from what it says in pasuk mem dalet ish, and we say that that mute is going on. The in shel matav ish poireya. In other words, you have in pasuk mem dalet. Ish tsaro hu tamei hu tamei etamen or koin boroshe negoi. והצרוע אשר בו הנגע בגדיו יופרומים, וראשו יהיה פרוע, וירסף המייתה, ותומי תומי יקרא. So that the ish in פסוק מם דלת is going on what it says in מם ה' about בגדיו יופרומים, וראשו יהיה פרוע, וירסף המייתה. Not in what it says in פסוק מם וו, כל ימי אשר הנגע בו יטמא תמיהו. As kevan shamiut, while kol ma sheneemar beoto pasuk, and therefore the woman doesn't do priya and she doesn't do prima, she's not oital sofam. By the way, l'choira, the Rambam is choizer from what he writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Sekuf Yebeis, that a woman does do atial sofam, and this is already discussed by Rihan Agid in Mitzvah Kuf Yebeis Ayin Sham, and I'm sure by many others. It would take about 10 seconds for me to find out how many other people talk about this, or a short period of time. Akopanim, but that's just a b'ma'amah muzgar. So Akopanim, the Rambam here says that it doesn't apply to a woman, not priya, not prima, not otal safam. Aval lichora, gam al ma shekatav tomei tomei yikri kelahim yuta. V'kevan shedivrei Rambam ba'aloch ches b'pashtus, הם חייב מן התורה ולא רק מדרבונן, הרי על זה יש מיעוט מקרא דאיש, ולמה יש בה דין זה מן התורה? Why are we excluding a woman from Pasuk Mem Vav? From the Tami Tami Yikra, ובדד ישב מחוץ למחנה מושב. Well, why do we include a woman in that? As we exclude a woman from Mem Hei, because in Mem Vav, it's, in Mem Dalet, it says Ish, Tzaruah Hu Tomeyu, it says Ish. So Memeilan Mem Hei, it's only going to be an ish, because of Yufrum and Vrosh Yafaru Aval Sofam Yate. And we exclude Mem Vav, Ol Yemei Asher HaNegabo, Yit Matame Yubadad Yeshiv Mechutz LaMachana. In other words, this mute, of ish and not isha, is only going on pasuk mem hey and not mem vav. So when we have in mem vav, kol yemei asher gabo yitma tamei ubadad yeshiv mechutz lamachane moshav, but there we don't exclude a woman. There a woman is included, but a woman is excluded from pasuk mem hey, from begad yifum v'shiyafuro v'al sofam yate. So yeah, it's kim for the shayla. Why then does a woman call out Tamei Tamei Yikra? The woman should also be excluded from Tamei Tamei Yikra. Remember, we're excluding a woman from Pasuk Mem Hei. And in Pasuk Mem Hei, it says that Tzaru Asher Bo Anega, B'gadav Yufrumim, V'rosho Yefarua, V'asofim Yatev, Tamei Tamei Yikra. So this is all applying only to a man, Lich Oiro. And yet the Rambam says no. The Rambam says that the first part of the Pasuk, those three dinim of ripping clothing and growing hair and covering the face. So that applies, dafka, to a man, not a woman. And then v'tamei tamei yikra applies to a woman as well, mechitesi. Mechitesi, meifor rama mevi et ze. Az moray v'rabotai, b'shiur ha-kodem b'shiur hazeh, anachnu hemadnu mispar chavila shel kutshiot, arima shel kshayim, v'kaet higia et dodim. הגיע הזמן לנסות ליישב את הדברים ולהאיר את הדברים באור יקרות בעזר השם יזבורך שמוי. מוי ראי ורבו ישאי, לפי דברינו נראה כך. אומר מורנו ורבינו זצה. תהו פשיטו, דמה שכסוף כאן, בעד הדודי וחד אסי, תקריאו ופרימו, גם שתומי תומי יקרו, ודאי מבואר מזה, שעיקר עניינו הוא, באותו גדר שביארנו כלפי יסוד האסי, שהוא מייסה של התנתקות, בדייטוי מי הנגע. וישנו המייסה בפעולות של אבלות, בכנל או במעשים של ניתוק מבני אדם. Right, it's pashut that that it says here in one essay, together with kriya, in other words, priya and prima, not kriya and prima, priya and prima. So together with the priya and the prima, it also says tame tame yikra. So it must be that the tame tame yikra is the same gedir as the yisoid haaseh, as the pri and the prima, which is, as we explained already in the first shir, this is the fifth b'siyata d'shmaya. So we explained that this is an amaisa of hitnatkut mehanega. Adam tzich lehitnatek from the nega. So how does he do this? By showing he doesn't want it. He rips his clothing. He grows his hair. That's his way of showing from in his das that shu lo munyan benega rotze letrachek mehanega. Or, so these are pulus of avelus, right? That's his way of being mitnatek. Or he does a maisim of nituk shel b'mnei adam, like we saw, right? That's, he separates from people. And that's how we are miyashi v'kashi of the Turei Evan, that how come the Mishnah omits atiyas safam? It only says ein bein mitzara mukhlat lemuzgar, priyo prim. What about atiyas safam? The answer is it's all the same parasha of being mitnatek, from the nega. והוא בכלל זה הוא שנאמר עוד חיוב מייסה בגדר זה. So once we're in this category, once we're in this gather, we have another חיוב מייסה. What's the חיוב מייסה? The חיוב מייסה is והוא שישנו חיוב מייסה של הידוע לרבי מלטומוסוי. אז בנוסף לדברים האחרים שדיברנו עליהם, יש חיוב נוסף של הידוע לרבי מלטומוסוי, that he has to tell others about his tumah. ומשום שאחרי שמונח בהודעה זו לרבים, משום הודעת צערו לרבים, כדי שיבקשו עליו רחמים, הרי מבואר מזה את רצונו בביטול הנגע מעולוב. So we have this chiv to tell people about his tumah, that they should daven for him. Well, what's the point of telling people that you have this tzar and they should daven for you? Ze shuv, ze maisa shel hitnatkut me'anega. That's his way of detaching himself from the nega. He doesn't want this nega. He doesn't want this nega, so he's asking people to daven for him. That's also v'hanami maisa shel hitnatkutu. It's also a maisa of hisnatkus. ולכן מבואר היטב מה שהבאנו בשיעור הקודם מהאורך השולחון. אורך השולחון הקשה למה רמם לא מביא את העניין הזה של בקושס רחמים. אז הוא אומר שזה לא העיקר, שאין כאן עניין וחיוב עצמי של בקושס רחמים. The Rambam doesn't bring this inyan of Bakoshes Rachamim because there's no independent obligation of Bakoshes Rachamim. Therefore, the Rambam doesn't bring it. Because based on what we explain, the Yikar inyan is שאחרי שמצד ההודעה לרבים מבוארת מזה בקשת רחמים, הרי גם זה מייסה של ניתוקו שישנו בכלל העסק שנאמר כאן בעיקרו, ולא נאמר כאן כלל chiyuv v'din al bakoshes rachamim. There's no specific chiyuv v'din al bakoshes rachamim. What's the chiyuv? The chiyuv is to be mitnatek from the nega, to detach yourself from the nega, show you don't want the nega, to distance yourself from this nega. So how do you do that? Priya, prima, tiyasafam, and also bakoshes rachamim. But it's not a separate chiyuv. It's already encapsulated, included in the other chiyuvim. And we explain, b'shitas harambam, that the Rambam explains that the ikar is that he's mitnatek from people. That it's not, the Rambam says that he's nivdol mibnei adam. What's the lashon of the Rambam? V'hu shetzivanu leyos hametzera yadu al hakol ad shiyuvdalu mimenu bnei adam. So you see the union of this mitzvah, of the Hanhagas HaMitzvah, is that he should be separated from people. So Memeila Yesh Lomar, according to the other Mahalach we saw, is Litnatek Mehanega, Litnatek Mehatzmo, he doesn't want to have this Nega. He's just attaching himself from the Nega. According to the Rambam, he's detaching himself from people. As yesh lomar dehenam nam shekeinu b'chelkei mitzvase, sheyesh nam al priya priya v'tiyah al sofam, shebekmo shekotev Rambam b'sefer mitzvase, ma'asim odim lakol. So when he does this priya and priya v'tiyah al sofam, this tells everybody he's a mitzvah and they should stay away from him. Aval b'chelek ha-mitzvase shel v'tom me'tom me'yikro, gam l'das ha-Rambam, and you know, befrat nosaf b'mitzvah zeh zu shel nituk, sheye me'atzmo midaito adei ha'udah sheyesh bo bakoshes rachamim, shekvi shekbiyanu ma'aseh shel nituk klapei atzmai, u'mehaytaim ma'aseh shapir. So you can say that the other nihugim of avelus, of priya, prima, natia, sofom, are in order to distance himself from people. He shows them that he's tameh, and they stay away from him. But it could be that the part of the mitzvah essay, according to the Rambam, is also the tamei tamei yikra, which is that he's mitnatek, he's calling out that he's tamei, that people should daven for him, that he's mitnatek himself. He's mitnatek, he's detaching himself from the nega. So there's the lefiyah Rambam, yesh gam eta markiv hazeh, lo ra eta markiv shel nivdalut mibnei adam. אלא גם את המרכיב הנוסף הזה של להיבדל עצמו, להתבדל מהנגע. ועושה שפיר מה שכויסב הרמב״ם במצווה שבריש הלכס תומס צרס. הרמב״ם כותב ככה, שיהיה המצוירו מפורסום בקריאס בגודוב ופריאס רוישוי ועתיה על סופום. That the מצוירו should be well known in his ripping of his clothing, in his growing of his hair, and the covering of his face till his mustache. L'cheora, that's the Rambam, l'cheora, kivan shenachat Rambam limnot et kol ma shekatuv b'mitzvah esei, zu, lama lo amar gam ken et chiyuvo b'kriyas tomei tomei, shemvuar b'Rambam perek yud alochovov, gam ze b'chal b'mitzvah esei. Yesh lanu baya b'Rambam. Im Rambam kvar rotzeh, kvar yarad, לבאר את המרכיבים של המצווה עשה, and the Rambam enumerates the קריאס בגודים, the פריאס רוישוי, the עתיה על סופום. So why doesn't the Rambam also mention תומי תומי יקרא, which the Rambam paskins in the 10th parak of הלכות תומס צרס, in the 6th הלכה, that that's also included in this מצווה עשה. ולפי דברינו, כיוון שכוסב הרמב״ם את העניין בפרסום, שיקרו בפרישת אחרים ממנו, אחרים ממנו, אין זה עניין לקריאת תמי תמי, שכפי שביארנו, יקרו כלפי עצמו, ולא כלפי אחרים. Because in the Rambam's scheme of things, the three maisim he's doing is for other people. The ripping of the clothing, growing the hair, the covering the face, that's for other people to notice the mitzvah and they should stay away. But according to the Rambam, the Tomei Tomei Yikra is klapei atzmo, it's vis-a-vis himself, not others. And therefore the Rambam doesn't include it in the list of the things that the Mitzvah does, but the other things he does, because it's a different category. This is klape atzmo, not klape acherim. The nimtza lefi zeh shegam ledas haRambam sheperush haposuku sheatame yikratame bal kolchenu detarti ne'amar b'zeh. So kumtais, according to the foregoing, as they say, even according to the Rambam, that the pasuk means, what does it mean, tame tame yikra? According to the Rambam, the Rambam interprets the pasuk tame tame yikra to mean that the tame should call out Tomei. Tomei, Tomei Yikro. The Tomei person should call out Tomei. So it must be that there are two things that were said, two lessons here from the Tomei, Tomei Yikro. As mitzad echod, v'day shenyan zeo b'chalala esem yuchad ala mitzayro. Shebezen yanohu rak mitzad ma shemunachat b'zeh b'koshes rachamim. So on one hand, it's part of the special essay, mitzvah's essay, on the mitzayro. And this Tame Tame Yikra is that it includes Bakashas Rachamim, that people should daven for him. Right? He's calling out Tame Tame Yikra. He wants people to daven for him. So that shows that he doesn't want to have this... He wants to get away from this nega. He doesn't want this nega. Az ze chelek echad. Ela. Shemimah shekatuv tomei tomei bekefel. Sheldas haRambam eikol mokom lekefel ze ba'amirato. Mitparesh. Hapasuk. Sheota. Kriya. Sheyeshna betomei be'alma. ומשום הגדר של רמז לציון כבר שאמרה הגמרא, הרי כאן הוא חייב במצס אסי משום קיום דינו של המצויר. It says in the pasuk, Tomei Tomei, two Tomeis. According to the Rambam, you don't have to say it twice. So why does the pasuk, sof the pasuk says it twice? Could have just said it once, and we'd have understood that the tame calls out tame. As mitparesha pasuk sheota kriya sheyeshna b'tame ba'alma. So we learn that this kriya that we have by a regular tame person. Why does a regular tame person call out tame? Because of the remez of tzion kvaris that the Gemara says. In other words, that people should stay away from the kever. People should stay away from the tumah. People should be parish from the tumah. So this other kriya that we have by tamei ba'alma, as kan, hu chiyuv b'mitzvus esei, mishum kiyum dino shel ha'metzora. So normally it's a remez of tzion kvaris that the tumah calls out and says, stay away from me. And here it's in addition to that, it's also a mitzvus esei of the kiyum dino of the metzora. That he should say Tameh, that they should daven be mevakesh rachamim, and he shows that he's mitnatek from the nega, he doesn't want the nega. V'lachem, hein omnam shemvuar mitoch ha-pasuk hazeh, sheyesh le-tameh likrei tameh. So it's true that we see from this pasuk, as the Rambam learns it, that the Tameh calls out Tameh, aval ein zo ikar ha-mitzvus esei de-haikro, she-klapei achiv ha-miyuchad shel metzoro hu de-kamayli. ולכן מצד אחד ועדי הוא מצווה מן התורה, שהרי נאמר דין זה בכלל רכיב של המצווה אסי, שנאמר כאן במצוירו. אבל מצד שני, אין זו מצווה אסי דמצוירו, שנאמרה כאן כלפי הדין המיוחד של המצוירו בקריאה זו. ומשום הכי בדברי הרמה מלך אבוב דמרי על המצווה אסי דמצוירו, כוסף שם הרמה גם אס רכיב דפרי או פרימה ותהיה דספם, שפיר כוסף שם הרמה דלסי אלה במוחלט. ולכן דלמד שלפי דברינו לסה לעשי בנושים שהופקו ממצווה מיוחדת זו מצוירו. אבל מצד שני שפיר כוסף רמב"ם מלאכי הסחיוב מן התורה גם בנושים על הקריאה. שרייכן מפורש יוצא ממה שכוסף בתור חיוב מצווה זה. שיש לעשות כן בכל התמאים וגם נושים בכלולה. שרי נושים לא הופקו אלא מי שלגבי מצוירו מקוננו לנזשם מעט את מצוירו. V'chein ein kan kol stira b'divrei Rambam. In other words, to put it into simple French, the two aspects to this pasuk. One aspect to this pasuk is the mitzvah seseh miyuchad. That's a miyuchadik mitzvah seseh of a mitzvah. That the mitzvah has to call tamei tamei yikra. Why? Litnatek me'anega, l'sheyivakshu alav rachamim. This way he's showing he doesn't want the nega, and he does that by calling out to tamei, and this way people are going to daven for him, and he's showing he doesn't want the nega. And that's miyuchad for mitzvah. Mitzad sheni, we also have the other inyan, like we saw in the Gemara, that it's k'dei sheyifreshu alav, that's the double tamei. Also the yifreshu mimenu b'nei adam, that people should separate from him. And this is an algemeine zach. Zetavar klali meot. Zetavar klali. And it's not dafka klape the mitzayra. It's klape everybody. So therefore the Rambam is absolutely correct. The Rambam writes in Halacha Vav, the chiyuv of priya, prima, and atiya de safam. And the Rambam writes that only, he says that applies only to a muchlat. That applies only to a muchlat, not to a musgal. There's an additional mitzvah of tamei tamei yikra that applies to all tameim. So in Halacha Vav, the Rambam is referring only to a mitzvah. And in Meila, it applies only to a mitzvah muchlat, not to a musgal. Musgal is going to be included with the other tameim. But here the Rambam is talking about a mitzvah muchlat. And he tells those who pass by that he's Tamei. So this could very well mean he tells them that he's Tamei in order to be mitnatek from the Negev. They should daven for him. It's apparently not like the Aruch HaShulchan understood that it's Kedei Sheyif for Shumi Menu. It's that they should daven for him. And this is a special din that we have dafka legabe mitzora. And therefore it only applies to mitzora muchla, not to mitzora muzgar. And it's not a sira halacha ches. And halacha ches, it says that the mitzoras is not paras, paremes, or talsafim, or yoshevasi mechutzlem rodil acherim sheet meya, v'lua mitzorom bilvad, ela kol ametamim is ha'odam, chevim rodil akol shem tumeim, kidei sheyifreshu mehem, shenemar v'tomei tomei yikra. So this definitely includes muskar. It's not a stira. In Halacha Vav, the Rambam is talking dafka about a mitzvah muchlat. He has a special din of being mitnatek me'anega by asking people to daven for him. He does these maisim. He does priya prima. Otal safam, that people should separate from him, and he also does because of the nega, and also he does the modiel ha'ovrim alav shutame, that he should be mitnatek from the nega, and that again applies only to a mitzvah muchlat. And then we have a din in halacha ches, which is a second din, that it's also telling us that the mitzvahs, the woman, she's not included in the priya, the prima, the otal safam, but she is yoshevus chutzler modiel acherim she tameya tamei tamei yikra. In other words, this is me din the regular general din of a tamei that has to tell people that he or she is tamei. So Memela, we had in this Pasuk, we have Pasuk Memhei, which Taka excludes women. Ratzua Shabo Anegabad of Yufrum, Roshi Afarov Al Safam Yate, the Tame Tame Yigra. So that excludes a woman. So it's not against the Rambam, because there's going to be no Tame Tame Yigra, Mitzad Mitzayra. Mitzad that she's a Mitzayras, that's excluding because the Ish excludes a woman. However, there's another din of a tamei tamei yikra, and that's the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam writes, there's another geder, and that's mipi Shmua. We learn that it's also all tameim. All tameim call out tamei tamei yikra in order that people should separate from them. And that applies side to a woman, and that applies to all tameim, and to a muskar and everybody. And that's the second din. So these are the two dinim. There's the one din that's unique for mitzora. And then there's the second din that's in general, the unique for the mitzora. The gather there is that people should separate from him, he should separate from the nega, and that's the tamei tamei yikra, that he's separating from the nega. And then there's the other din of in general that people should separate from him, that people should stay away, they should be purish from the tumah. Right? They should become tamei like him. So that applies to all. That applies to a woman. That applies to a all tamayim, or to a muzgar, all tamayim. So it's not a stir between halacha above and halacha ches. And halacha above, the Ram is talking about the din that's miyuchad for mitzara, and there the muzgar doesn't have, only the muchlad has. That the mitzara has the modiya tzara the Ram, and they should dump for him. And then halacha ches, I'm talking about in general that people should stay away from him because he's tamei. That's the tamei yikra, and that applies to all. It's not a steer in the Ram. Also, we saw in Rashi, we had a problem in Rashi, that the Gemara says it's l'odia tzara l'acherim, that people should daven for him. And then Rashi said there, in Saita, Rashi said, you know what it means? It means that yishiv yifrishu mimenu. That's not what the Gemara says. It's not talking about yifrishu mimenu. The Gemara says it's talking about that they should daven for him. So the answer is enachinami. In the pasuk it says v'tamei tamei yikra. That's the inyan of v'das sar l'ram deishmei v'akish rachamim, and that's how you're makayim the mitzvah essay that's unique to this pasuk. It's unique to mitzvara. But klapei etzem tamei tamei yikra. So then we also have the general tamei tamei yikra, which is taken out of this context, and that's like Rashi says. So when Rashi is explaining the brayse of l'odia tzar l'rabim, he also brings the inyan of yifreshu mimenu, that people should separate from him, because that's also what tamei tamei yikra means. Rashi is showing you that the both aspects are included. There's the Odil Tzar of the Rabbim, and there's also the Shia for Shumi Menu. So it's not a stira. So again, in the say in the Minna Kotta Shabarech Hayad, and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam adds this inyan of the other Tumeim. It's not because they have the special mitzvah essay of Mitzora. But rather, Rambam adds, like his Lashon in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mipia Kabbalah, that from here you can also learn a tzivu and all the Tumeim. So the Rambam is telling us that on one hand is a mitzvah essay by Mitzora, which means there's a special chiv on the Mitzora to do these inyanim in order to separate himself from the nega and from people. But mitzad sheni, it also applies to all tamayim, that all tamayim have to say tamei tamei yikra in order that that people should separate from them. So first the Rambam establishes the unique mitzvah by the mitzvah, that he has to do these maisim of avelus in order to separate himself from people. And then it says, Vaiter, v'kvar bo ha-kabol she-shart meim gam kin chav l'asas ma'atzman l'heker ad she-yarchikum b'nei adam. So other people also have to do it. In order she-yarchikum b'nei adam, that's tamei tamei yikra. V'perish ki kol tamei tzorch she-yachriz l'atzmo ha-tuma v'she-yosim l'atzmo ha-kara yodea b'shu tamei. And therefore this applies to everybody, all tamayim. But this is a different gather. It's not the gather of the unique din by the mitzvah. By the mitzvah, it's in order to separate himself from his negar and from people. Show that he has this nega, and yuvdul mimenu b'nei adam. And the tamei tamei yikra is in order that they shouldn't become tamei from him. And that's a general din, and that even applies to women, that even applies to a mitzora muzgar. And whether the tamei yikra is a different chiyuv or the same chiyuv for other tamei than it is for mitzora, so apparently it depends on Girsos and the Chinuch. In the classical Chinuch, it says that the mitzvah is al hanhagas ha-mitzara v'chol matamei adam mikriya v'priyama. So it seems that kol matamei adam is the same gather as mitzara. But in the Machon Yerushalayim edition, it says sh'amitzvah hanhagas ha-mitzara v'kriya v'priyama v'chol matamei adam. So there you could already say that it's a different gather. That the gather of matamei adam that they call out tamei tamei yikra is different than that the mitzara does. And maybe we can also say pshat in the Targum Onkelos that he says twice, lo tistav, and don't become tami, as there are two kriyas here. The Gemara learns from the tami tami that it's talking about one is lo diat tsara l'rabim, they should daven for him, and the other one is that they should separate from him. So the answer is, if he would just say, so the Onkelos could say like this, if he would just say one tame, so he'd understand what does that tame mean. That tame means to stay away from him, like the general din of tame, from the fact that he says another tame, one tame should be enough. For the fact that he says a different tame, he says, oh, what is the second tame telling us? Oh, it's lo diat tsara l'rabim, that they should daven for him. So on one hand, yes, there are two kriyas, but it's like the Gemara says, that says a double tame, to tell you each of these, tell you each of these dinim. In other words, he's saying it twice, he's calling it out twice, in order to teach you these two dinim. One, the regular din, the general din of tame tame yik, where the people should separate from him because he's tame. And the other, lo diat tsara l'rabim. So it's not necessarily the mashmaos of the Gemara like that, that there's two kriyas, but maybe the Targum could read it that way. Meaning, according to the mashmaos of the Gemara, there's only one kriya. He's only calling out tame once, and it says tame tame to tell you these two dinim. But maybe we can somehow harmonize them close with the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lichto v'tame yikra. It should have said, Yikra, but yikra tame. In other words, let him call it out once. So why does it, and he shouldn't call it out twice. So that would imply that he's calling it out twice. But here it's just an Indian, the Ksivas HaTorah. The Gemara says, why does the Torah write it twice? So Mashmi is only calling it out once. Why is it written twice? The Gemara says, teach you these two dinim. But maybe the uncles could say no. That it's telling Achinami, he's calling it out twice, and he's calling it out twice, telling these two dinim. In any event, Mori Rabbi Isai, of course, there's so much more to say about this sugya, and I hope that we are able to revisit this in the future. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.